Jesus said to his disciples, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which one of you would hand his son a stone when he asked for a loaf of bread, or a snake when he asked for a fish? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good things to those who ask him? Do to others whatever you would have them do to you. This is the law and the prophets." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
By show of hands, who here has ever been to a birthday party? Okay, a couple of you guys. Very good. Okay, now are they fun? Oh yeah, definitely. And there's so many fun things you get to see there, like maybe a cake, probably. Because they might have games, maybe something outside or a piñata or something. But maybe the most exciting thing, especially if it's your birthday party, is the presents. When you go to birthday parties and we get all sorts of presents, all our friends will bring something fun, maybe a toy, maybe a little snack, I don't know. But I think the best gift is usually from our mom and dad. And not only that, I think the happiest person at their birthday party are usually our parents. Yeah, we're happy. Yeah, our friends are happy. We're having a fun time. Birthday party is awesome. But our mom and dad are just so, so happy, because they get to see their son or daughter being so happy. And something in our parents just makes us so joyful to see our kid just overjoyed. So next time you have a birthday party, I want you to look at your mom and dad and just see what they look like, just how happy they are. In our gospel, Jesus says, we have a Father who's happy when he gets the chance to give us good gifts. Just like our mom and dad, they can't spoil us. They can't give us everything we ask, because that'd be not good for us. But they enjoy giving gifts to their children. They enjoy giving that perfect gift that makes the kids so, so happy. So our God, our Father, he likes to give us gifts. And even more than that, he also likes it when we ask him for gifts. Because he's so good, when we tell God, like, God, this is the gift I want the most. Whether it's a toy, or just a day with a friend, or just some blessing upon our family, God likes it when we ask him for those gifts, whatever that may be, because he loves to give it to us. And just like at a birthday party, we have to say thank you afterwards. We have to tell our Father thank you for all the gifts he gives us. Just like we always learn the pleases and the thank yous. So with our God, we have to tell God the Father, please, I want this. Ask him for it. And then we say, thank you, God, for that gift. Our Father is so good. Sometimes, just like our parents, he has to say no or not yet because he doesn't want to spoil us. But he likes to give us gifts. And it is his joy to be our Father and to take care of us. So today, I want all of us to make sure we tell our God, please, and ask him for something. Make sure we tell God, our Father, thank you. And thank him for some gift he's given us. Because he is a good Father.